RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you go to your doctor's office and there's some cream-colored wallpaper, or you're in the hospital and the walls are just white or maybe a really ugly pale green, it gives you that uneasy feeling. And wouldn't you feel better if when you're at the hospital or healthcare environment that it's got some bright colors, some things that make you think of the sun and such? My guest is Mitra Pekdaman. She's an interior designer with a very interesting twist to how the healthcare environment can make it better for us by the colors that they put on their walls. Welcome to the show, Mitra. Tell us a little bit about how color affects our mood, and certainly when we're dealing with our health or lack of, if we've got some kind of illness, how colors can impact that.
Yes. First of all, thanks for having me. The psychology of colors is very, very important for our health environment, and it has a huge impact on the healing process. That is pure science. They did a lot of research, and they came up with, like, each color has its own impact for certain part of our body, and it's truly, like, it can expedite the healing process for, depends on, like, what is a disease that unease in the on our body. That process, or that psychology of colors that they did research, is called chromotherapy, which is it's the alternative method in medicine that explains the healing properties of color and it affects on us. I'll give you a couple examples of, like, what colors that it has certain effects on our body. For instance, like, purple is associated with eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, and it helps with the head congestion and sinuses, and is known to calm the nerve system, which is really effective. I've done for my clients, and the effect is amazing. Or, like, let's say you walk into the hospital, the first impact is the larger walls, which is the wall that is behind the beds or the ceilings that the patients that keep staring at it while they're laying down. So we've done some research that we did, like, certain colors on that for certain patients. For instance, the color green, it depends on which shades you're going to use, which I will talk about it quickly about that too. That creates balance and harmony within the body, and especially good for the heart and blood problems. It's known to influence the human cell structure and muscles, which is very phenomenal. And it depends on what shades of color you use, like the walls that, or like the lighter paint, it brings that feeling of acceptance, and the medium shades usually create trust.
Okay, so you say it has to do with the shade. I mean, at the hospitals, they see there's these pale green that's just awful, and it does not make me feel soothed at all. It makes me feel dirty. It makes me feel like I want to go home and take a shower, you know? So I think that it certainly, as you say, depends on the shade of what it is you're talking about. Yellow is a shade you see a lot too, and yet yellow doesn't tend to be reinforcing when you see, unless it's a nice, bright, sunny yellow. But those pale yellows, again, tend to make you feel like, ick, you want to go clean yourself.
Exactly. And also the importance of this, the psychology of color, is where they're going to use that. Like the waiting room area, it has to be something uplifting and interesting, because that's your first impact you walk into the place. The corridor and reception area, it has its own psychology of what color and what shade you're going to use. Because, like, let's say you cannot use a very, like, intense or very uplifting color in intensive care units. That's going to, like, do the opposite effect. So that, like, it's complex a little bit, but at the same time it's very powerful, just knowing which direction you're going to take. But that chromotherapy has been, like, proven that it does work. So let's say when you walk into the consultation room, the room should be warm in the neutral colors, like you said, those green, pale green. It would not work in that, you know, like, you feel like you're getting even more ill. And so it has the place, the shade, and what color you're going to use.
So what would you like to see? And you've done all kinds of interesting projects with color and as an interior designer and laying the foundation for this kind of new foray into the healthcare and what a little niche it is too. So what would you want to see if you were to walk into, say, a cancer center? God forbid we'd have to do that. What would you want to see on the walls?
So just give you a little bit of background how the healthcare design is changing. It used to be a like clean, white, very boring like environment. Now what is happening is changing towards retail design. So the retail design, like when you walk into the mall, you get that feeling of vibration, you're happy. It's amazing. We're changing that, bringing that to healthcare. So a lot of colors that you see when you go shopping, it's actually we are bringing that to the healthcare design. That, like, let's say in the environment that you're going to wait, you're waiting for your, you know, for your appointment, you're going to have a lot of little elements like the colors of the, you know, the fabrics, the colors of the walls, the color of the flooring, and especially getting a lot of natural light is becoming really, really popular to bring that. You know, the nature has the most important and most beautiful color coordination. So we're trying to bring that to the environment, which has a really high effect on the psychology of color.
Well, I agree completely with the natural light. Now, I know that that's a new thing that a lot of healthcare environments are, you know, getting involved in, skylights and bigger windows and facing different directions. Now, my husband hangs wallpaper, Mitra. So he does this for all kinds of offices, dental offices, and doctor's offices. And sometimes they're picking some darker grass cloths or some different colors. And I'm always wondering what made them choose those things, making the hallways look really long and that sort of thing. So when they want to bring in that natural light, what do the walls want to say about that natural light? How do you want them to reflect so that the room has that open air, sunny feel to it? So you feel a little bit healthier when you're in there.
First of all, the importance of it is to bring contrast. So if you put, like, let's say a neutral cream color next to the cream color, you won't see that contrast. But if you have an accent wall in your room, let's say you have a little bit darker shades of the cream color, which is give that warmth and, you know, feeling more comfort in the room, it'll bring a nice contrast. Like it's exactly like when you're walking outside, when you're under the shade, you enjoy it more. And then when you walk under the sun, you have a different feeling. So that contrast is very important to bring that in the room.
And when we're looking at this as a healthcare thing, I want you to just use this last, we only have about a minute or so left. Use this last time to wrap it up and tell the listeners what you want them to know about the psychology of colors and how that can affect your own health and in the healthcare spaces, but not only healthcare spaces, when your work environment, chronic fatigue, just general wellness.
I highly recommend to take even like 5-10 minutes for everyone to really read through that. Like there's so many information online, which is called chromotherapy, that they can even bring that to their home environment. There's like certain colors will definitely affect, even they can even use it for their like house fabric or in the healthcare area. They can even hang a certain artwork that it can really bring that feeling and the warmth environment that is going to really affect and expedite the healing process for the people who are going to be in the environment. And I would highly recommend to do that research because it's going to create and it's going to have a really high impact on how they're going to look at everyday life and as far as the healing process for them.
Absolutely. And using that information in your home environment and your work environment for general wellness and feelings of well-being. And that's what the psychology of healthcare and colors is. How interesting. That's what we do here. Interesting topics. Stay tuned and stay well.